on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record. Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queen's Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my program, A Fly on the Wall, on CFRC 101.9 FM every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm your host, Abby, and I am making this show for the observers, the pollinators, and the disturbers. One reason I really wanted to start this radio show is because of my love for sharing music. I think it's something so special that we get to do with our friends, family, honestly, anyone that's around us. And that is why today I have my first guest, my best friend, my soulmate. We share the same love for honestly everything, but especially music.
Thanks for having me. I've been told I have the face for radio.
I love it. You definitely do. So, Allie, tell me, what is your favorite thing about music?
That's a tough question. I feel like I love the way that it can just take me to a whole other world. I can just close my eyes or daydream while I'm walking down the street. If you ever see me walking down the street and I'm just like looking right through you, just know I'm in a whole other world. I'm in a whole other world just playing my music, and it just really can make you feel something like unlike anything else.
Killer. I love it. I love it so much. So Allie showed me this song the other day. It's so cool. I can't even explain it. The next two are kind of some funky songs, a little bit different. One of them is a classic for us. And then this song, I Feel Free by Cream, is a new one to our libraries and our playlists. Let's give it a go.
Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. I feel free,
That is Grease by Frankie Valli. I take it back. That's not just a classic to us. Surely it's a classic to everyone. I mean, Grease is my favorite movie of all time. When I was a kid, I used to watch it, and then it would end, and then I'd restart it again. And it's just the greatest movie ever. Such a good score, good soundtrack. Allie, if you could be any character from Grease, who would you be?
Oh, that's a tough question. What immediately came to mind, even though if I don't know if this is my proper answer, but I want to say Rizzo something.
Because she's the coolest.
She's just something about her aura is just like unmatched. Yeah. Like, that's like, I'm trying to aura farm like Rizzo.
Yeah, she's so sick. And like her and Konecki, like, loved them, honestly.
Like, power couple.
Yeah, seriously. Greatest movie of all time. So this next one is from a show that both of us watched a really long time ago called On My Block. This is such a good song. We would blast it in the car anywhere we were going from high school, just all the time. Couldn't stop listening to it, blaring it in our rooms. Kind of like grew up in our like teen years to this one. And this is Glitter by 070 Shake.
If it's lasted longer than the song or the nightclub, I don't know. It wasn't made for you to swim, or you don't want to get deep, your home is shallow. Very careless I've been, this sweater 96. Ask before my door, before I even exist, before I even exist. Boy, I even existed, yeah. Did I wanna get rich? Did I wanna live? Did I wanna bring what I got to the block like this? Like this? Like this? Did I even exist? Did I wanna live? Did I wanna bring what I got to the block like this? And the people that I met make it bigger. And I can promise you I'm doing better. And I can't leave you much, just as clear. The gym. It's been 19 tears for 19 years, and now it's that you wanna question how, when, where, and who I've been. It's time I won't be losing my head. Truth is, I don't wanna lie again. Truth is, I wanna find myself again. Did I wanna live? Did I wanna bring what I got to the block like this? Like this? Like this? Did I even exist? Did I wanna live? Did I wanna bring what I got to the block like this? And the people that I met make it bigger. And I can promise you I'm doing better. And I can leave you much just as clear.
Just as glitter. Love a little hyper pop on a Thursday afternoon, am I right? That was Hard by FKA Twigs. It's off of her new album that just came out back in November called Eusexua Afterglow. It's the sequel to her album Eusexua that just won a Grammy last night. All right, Al, what do you think of that one?
I love her so much. I love that song. I love everything that she does. I was introduced to her about a year ago now, and I love her avant-garde, futuristic, dystopian style. It's been super my vibe these days. I really hope that all you listeners have seen those AI hyper-pop, like, girly, futuristic videos, because they're filling my entire Explore page, and I love them, and I'll sit and watch them all day, all night.
Yeah, we're Reels warriors over here, honestly. We love a good rotten reel. But yeah, this, like, hyper-pop bit, I think you like it so much because you're super into the bedroom pop thing. Like, that's, like, the Marias. Who else?
Claro Faye,
yeah.
Webster.
Like, the super bedroom poppy thing. Yes, like, love that. But this is bedroom pop plus techno music, which is just... It's like a perfect mix
for
us. My
favorite things ever.
Yeah, exactly. But I honestly think that bedroom pop is like the mature, happier version of sitting in your bedroom when you're in 10th grade with your pink LED lights on and blasting Lil Peep in your room while you're sitting alone. What do you think of that?
Oh, my. I really hope that that's not a universal experience for everybody as good of the times that it was.
Hardly.
But I do agree that that's, like, it's the same vibe, but just when your frontal lobe develops.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of, like, that type of era, like, that Lil Peep weird era. I was listening to a lot of Joji, but he just came out with a new album called Piss in the Wind. Odd title, if you're asking me, but I think he's super similar to FKA Twigs. He does that techno-y, bedroom pop, hyper.
Everyone's hopping on that vibe. That,
yeah.
Like, adding a little bit of techno. You hear it in the new Harry Styles song. You hear
yes.
it. You hear it in the Tame Impala new album, but I'm eating it up.
Techno's on the ups, guys, and this song is super great. His whole album is super great. I think you should give it a go. This is Last of a Dying Breed.
Yeah. like you're trying to find the right words. Man, my fucking head hurts. I've been stuck up in it for years. Hope I'm fluxing with the right flow. I've been high, I've been low. I have grown too cold for the tears. If life is but a dream, then let's create it. If life is just a game, then let's play it. Take what weighs you down, I'll weigh it. If you got something to say, then go and say it. Yeah, 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 go and say it. Baby, it's been a long, long time that I've been sucked up in this. Prophecies, I'm happy that I could find. Once met with a god who was 1,000 years old. Said if you got a heart of gold, don't let that shit go. No, no, we got ourselves a dream, so let's create it. Jump into the game and go play it. Took what weighed me down, I waited. If you got something to say, then go and say it. No, say it, no, say it, baby.
All right, that was Sweet Sublime by Ruby Waters, a lovely, smaller, I think, like, Canadian artist. She's super awesome. This song I discovered on, like, someone's Instagram story a super long time ago, and I was obsessed with it, and it was one of those that you just play over and over again, like the Grease movie, you know, it ends, then you play it again, and Allie absolutely hated it.
You guys don't understand. It's not just like play it once a day, every day for a week. No, no, no. It's play it 40 times a day in one sitting and belting to it. Guys, it was hard to digest at the beginning, but I came around to it because I love Ruby Waters so much, honestly. And we had the chance to go see her at the Highlands Music Festival in Bancroft, and she's so killer. She has a way of just like grabbing your full attention when she's up on that stage. Her vibe is just so cool, and you can really see that she's just up there having a good time with her band members, and it was such a pleasure to be able to see her live.
Yeah, it was super sick. And just a reminder, you're watching Fly on the Wall on CFRC 101.9 FM, and this week I have my best friend here, Allie, and apologies for this kind of discombobulated playlist. It's a little bit all over the place for a little Thursday afternoon. But to us, guys, it makes sense. Like, this playlist, I feel like Allie, you know, added a bunch of her, like, new stuff in here. I added a few songs that just really reminded me of us. We're going to get into some other stuff that I kind of requested she bring up today. But next up, we have The Rest of My Life by Sloan. Allie, you got anything to say about this song?
Also a song that I heard for the first time at Highlands Music Festival during some jam session with some really cool artists. And since then, it has not been taken off my playlist, and I will never stop playing it.
Yeah, I agree. It's super killer. This is The Rest of My Life by Sloan.
One thing I know about the rest of my life,
I know that I'll be living in Canada.
I know I said I'll share the rest of my days,
but I was only going through a phase. Am I gonna settle down? Am I gonna be someone who has to take the rest of my life? Settle down, then I guess you call me lying to myself.
What kind of fool doesn't think about it? What kind of fool doesn't think about it? You'd have to be a fool not to think about it.
you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it?
All right, that was Vultures by John Mayer. Honestly, I have a bone to pick with this guy. I think that obviously he's such a good guitar player. Like, everyone knows that. One of the greatest of, I think, today's generation. But I really think the music he puts out just doesn't show any of that talent. Like, there's this one version he does of Neon, and it's a live recording, and he just absolutely shreds at the start of it, and it's one of the sickest things ever. But he just, like, doesn't put any of that in his recorded music, in my opinion. Maybe I haven't, like, dived deep enough into him, but I feel like his stuff is just super chill. So the reason we're playing this today is because I asked Ali to give us a song from an artist that she's, like, not necessarily a fan of, but might have surprised you with this song.
Yeah, I don't even remember how I found this song, but it's made its way into my playlist a couple years ago, and it will stay there. And I'm not ashamed to say that, but I don't have anything real to say about John Mayer. I don't listen to any other, like, and not 1 ounce of his other music because, frankly, I'm bored. I'm sorry to the John Mayer fans out there, but I just have not been able to get into it, and I don't think I ever will, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
Next up, we've got a Faye Webster song, and I got to pick this one, and I was very excited about it. I came across the bedroom pop genre of music about a year ago now, and since then, it's had me in a chokehold. I discovered it through this album my friend showed me. It was a Men I Trust garage sessions album, and I loved it so much and went on a deep dive, and Faye Webster was in those playlists as well. And somehow I missed the album that this next song is on. I don't know how I never came across it, but I discovered it a couple days ago, and since then I haven't stopped listening. Something about this song really just resonates with the way that my mind works, and I haven't been able to stop listening.
I feel like you love, like, listening to this music so much because it was just the soundtrack to your experience in France. Mm-hmm. Ali was away on exchange at the same time I was, which was such great experiences for us both. But just imagine she's in the south of France on a little beach and every building is pink, yellow, and orange. She was living a fantasy over there, and I feel like the bedroom pop genre was just your soundscape. And I think that's just why you love it so much.
It really was. Like, every time I listen to it, it takes me back to that place and that time, which I love, but also still feels, like, ever-present and will never not be able to just, like, make me feel heard, understood, and, like, a cute little girly. Ugh,
I love that. So, yeah, this Faye Webster song, I actually added it to this playlist that I spoke about last week called Songs That Do That Really Good Thing. And there's this one part in the song. I don't necessarily want to spoil it for you guys, but I'm going to say it anyways, honestly. She says the word symphony, and then it kind of comes out of nowhere, this really big come up of all these instruments that are not in any of the rest of the song. And I just think those songs that add those weird, out of nowhere little additions, even if they're just 3 seconds, it just changes something for me. And I think it's definitely my favorite part of the song, and it's been added to that playlist. So, Faye Webster, we love you. This is Underdressed at the Symphony. Thank you.
Girl, you and I'd like that.
Who Knows by Daniel Caesar. That's off his album that just came out a few months ago. It's such a good album. I mean, he has such a great voice. I don't really have much to say. Oh, wait, you know, actually, he went to high school with the drama teacher at our high school. Did you know that?
The drum. Oh, what was his name? Oh, I don't remember.
Regardless, but yeah, a little fun fact. Oh. Not that anyone really cares that much, but.
Wait, wasn't the drama teacher really old?
No. In our school? No, the young one. Okay. There's probably multiple, regardless, whatever. What else is going on, Al?
Well, the Grammys were last night. Mm-hmm. I never really actually sit down and watch the whole thing, but I do enjoy the clips that come up on my Reels page after the fact.
Reels and warrior again.
Did you see Cher read out Kendrick Lamar's name wrong?
Super chopped.
First she starts and goes, oh, is it not on the prompter? And then realizes she has to look at the card. Then
she's like, never watched an award show before?
Or like, been to one? Like, what? You've been around for so long. And then she proceeds to name drop Luther Vandross out of nowhere. Like, then it's not even like the title of the song was Luther Vandross. It was just Luther. And she just ran with it. And
yeah.
It's super awkward.
She's super, I'm sure.
Wagon wheel lot to see.
I love it. I mean, she's an icon. I discovered Cher through watching Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't really know much of her otherwise.
Yeah, honestly. And I could be totally making this up, but I'm pretty sure it's like Sunny and Cher, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Sunny is the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Godfather. And that's how Anthony Kiedis like came up in the scene. And I don't even think it's like a nepotism thing in terms of the music bit, but he just like grew up and had a crazy life. Like, everyone should go read Scar Tissue. It's his autobiography. It's super sick and would really recommend.
It's so interesting. I feel like what I picture Sonny and Cher as and what like the Red Hot Chili Peppers are on just like two completely different playing fields. But
no, fair. But I feel like Hollywood back then, like, think, did you read, or no, Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo? Mm-hmm. Like that energy, that kind of Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
No one's really crazy. I mean, there are crazy superstars, but it's not like social media where it's like they can't go outside. It's kind of everyone's in this hub and it's just all the cool people
to
are
be at
just
those
in
parties.
Oh my god.
What is it, Studio 54?
Yeah.
Studio 54.
Well, that was in New York.
Still. Like, just like all the stars doing crazy, fun things in a hub because like they can and like they don't have as much to fear anymore. They're not going to get clipped on my Reels page.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like Cher getting clipped at the Grammys.
She's clipped.
Okay, so next up, we actually have a song from a Queens alumni student. I think Ali saw Michael Zuzek perform at a...
First time at the Mansion. I don't even remember what I was there for, but I was there and my ears were blessed for the first time and got to hear him play some of his music, and it was one of the best things that's ever happened.
And yeah, I think I also got the chance to see him at a Project Red coffee house event or something, and I think he might have sung this song, and he's just super talented. Very lucky to say we go to the same school as he did. I think y'all will enjoy this one. This is The Man Who's Never Found by Michael Zuzek.
Turns it into gold, picks up the ring it thought was stowed, with gold engravings to remind him Well, I finally got some money, and a daughter by the name of Jane. But all that money that I got, I acquired from selling cocaine. You don't know where I'm going. Be coming round again. Had a couple of drinks in Memphis. Had some whiskey and some malt. But when I tried to fight the waitress, she showed me the asphalt. You don't know where I'm going. Be coming round again.
All right. That was Coming Round Again by Houndmouth. They're such a cool band. I really enjoy them, and I really enjoy that song. Coming up on the end of our hour together, Allie, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I love sitting, yapping, and listening to good music with you.
Yeah, honestly, guys, we could do this all day. Wish we could today.
Wish we could.
But Allie will surely be coming and joining us again very soon. This is Fly on the Wall on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Next up, we have Dad's Love by Justin Bieber.
We need more people to get together. More people to come together around the world, less separation, less hate, more unity, more love.
Is that love? Is that love? Is that love? Is that love? That's love. That's love.
love.